Hello, everybody. So, how is it that Putin manages to get the best out of Trump? He hasn't got absolutely everything he wanted. He hasn't quite got the United States to declare war on Ukraine, but he's got about as much as could be hoped for in the circumstances. Putin outclasses Trump at every hand's turn. He simply plays him like a fiddle. He knows the psychological buttons to press. Now, Putin, evil, evil monster that he is. He has high emotional intelligence. He knows how to get the best out of people. How do I get him or her to do what I want? And that's how he's risen so far, having been an Lomonos Grise till about 1998. So it's partly innate, his aptitude for this sort of thing, and would have been trained in it when he was in the Komitet Государственной Безопасности. So he's fairly academically intelligent. He got a law degree from Leningrad State University and speaking very good German. I'm told not quite fluent. You might think after years of lessons and 5 years in East Germany, that's not terribly surprising. But he is really adept at this low cunning of controlling people indirectly. So he's got a lot out of Trump. You know, managed that spat with Zelensky, cutting off intelligence to Ukraine for a while, cutting off arms shipments, maybe going to be restored, but it's certainly demoralized. Ukraine has really worried them. Ukrainians more minded to try and make peace than before because they can never be sure when this is going to happen again, and so forth. He got Trump into terrible rows with so many NATO allies. So obviously, he is manna from heaven for the Russian Federation. So partly it's talking about a bond that's been formed between them. And in that disastrous Oval Office meeting was about 3 weeks ago when Volodymyr Zelensky was in Washington, D.C. Zelensky put his foot in it, as partly because English is his third language, Russian's his first, in fact, saying, "You will feel blah, blah, blah. You will feel the threat from Russia." And those unfortunate words, "You will feel," that detonated Trump. He felt he'd been ordered to do something. It was a prognostication, not a command, by Zelensky that if Ukraine is defeated, Russia will be in a much stronger position, and they will be able to threaten Alaska or whatever. So Zelensky didn't help himself. I can't blame him. I mean, I might have blurted out words like that because Trump is so easily triggered because of his very brittle ego. He's someone in enormous need of validation all the time, and that's why he goes in for self-laudation. But Putin has obviously seen what Trump's recruitable vulnerabilities are. One of his Achilles' heel is his constant and endless need for praise. So simply lay it on with a trowel. Anyone else find it saccharine? If someone praises me excessively, I smell a rat. What does this person want from me? He or she is doing that. This also explains why Trump is such a terrible businessman that's gone bankrupt 4 times, lost billions of dollars, because he's so thick he can't see it coming. Like a salesman say, "I like you, you're my friend, come on, don't tell anybody else, I'm cutting you a special deal, I'll give you a special price, okay, sh you're ripping me off." Because I know a guy who did that sort of job for a photographic studio, and I had to say, had to make them feel that they'd robbed me when they're paying £1,000 for a photo session. So that's how easy it is to play him. So you just praise him to an insane level, and Trump will lap it up and think it's genuine. And Trump's even said it, Putin thinks I'm a very smart guy and Putin really likes me. And during Trump's first electoral campaign in 2016, Putin made these public statements. Now he abominates Hillary Clinton. I think that is genuine. That's his gut feeling, which is actually very lucky. The other one is that your enemies are my enemies. You hate Hillary Clinton, lock her up. I hate Hillary Clinton, whom Putin's got his own psychological weaknesses, thinks in his paranoia she's somehow behind the opposition movement in Russia, that it's nothing to do with Putin's own brutality, peculation, and so forth. Now, admittedly, the United States speaks up for human rights, obviously speaks up for the abuse of human rights at home and abroad sometimes. There might have been some State Department funding for Radio Free Europe, which broadcasts in Russian, has online articles in Russian. I don't think directly support the opposition. I mean, if there was any assistance, it was trifling. They are not the puppet master behind the curtain pulling the strings, as Putin would like to believe, because that's His way of explaining away that a large segment of Russian, the Russian population dislikes him, despite of having had total control of the media for years. So to say, and this was very telling when Trump was saying about 3 weeks ago, Putin and I, we went through this together, when there was that lie in the media that he hacked the 2016 election, we went through it together. Wow. So he perceives himself as being on a team. And presumably, we don't know exactly what was said in the phone calls. He would really ram this point home, Putin, saying, we're together. You and I were in the same situation. We suffered together. I help you. You help me. Okay, so common enemies, as in it's all the media's fault, the liberal media. Of course, there is no liberal media in Russia. It's all state media controlled directly or indirectly. So that'd be another thing. So it's praise the bond of the common experience, but also you're a strong man, I'm a strong man. Okay, and Zelensky's bad to us both, or that we both hate Biden, and it was a Democrat lie. The Democrats are anti-Russia. The Democrats are anti-Trump. Tell them that. Okay, you don't like transgender people. I don't like transgender people. Okay. If you're against BLM, I'm against BLM. Now, obviously, Putin will play both sides of the street on this one, because the Russian bots, they will be really doing all they can to amplify hot button issues in the United States. Any they think is highly divisive about BLM. So, okay, that the police are there to commit genocide against black people, or indeed that BLM are communist terrorists, or on abortion, or guns, or anything that will set Americans in deadly hate against each other, or climate change, that it's a hoax, or else capitalism has poisoned the planet. So they will really try to emphasize anti-democratic forces. So anything to you see American society riven apart, the idea that it's all a big conspiracy, that democracy is a sham, partly because Putin wants his people to go home and believe that, okay, elections in Russia are charades, but they're charade everywhere. Anyway, although obviously because America's corporocracy, he's not entirely wrong that it's all about massive donations from the corporations and access to the mainstream media. And Fox is kind of mainstream media in a way, is to deal with obviously commercial interests. And yes, you can found any political party in the USA. You can found the Communist Party of the USA, the height of the Cold War, even they had candidates. So it's not a complete sham, no. So your enemies are my enemies. Praising him a lot and presumably offering concessions. I'll do this, I'll do that. Or diversion. Why don't you go and take Greenland? Come on, it's yours. Okay. You let me take Ukraine, I'll let you take Greenland, and then we're equal because we're big guys. You're the big daddy of your part of the world, and I've of mine. So we've got something in common here, and I like you and I respect you, and all the rest of it. And why don't you reopen Trump Towers? It could be blackmail as well, appealing to Trump's pride, but also to his shame. Does he have the PP tape? Things like that. So Trump, to some extent, craves degradation, which is saying these outrageously offensive things, and that gets some screeds against him, much of it deserved. So they can bond over that one. And also, I suppose, being pathological liars and pretending to believe each other's lies, or maybe Trump is so dim he actually does believe his lies. So the various ways that he can really butter Trump up, and he's largely succeeded in doing this. The other thing is, Trump is 78 and has got incipient senility, may well have Alzheimer's. There were signs of pre-Alzheimer's about 10 years ago. So that's, I don't, has it been formally diagnosed? I don't know. Notably, he never released any medical records. Other presidential candidates for decades released all their medical records for years to prove that they're healthy enough to do the job. You don't want the person to die in office. Now, they're not constitutionally required to do so. It's just a breach of norms. He so often breached norms. Yes, medical confidentiality applies to Trump as well as anybody else. Saying so, what's Trump's self-image? That he's courageous, that he's a truth teller, that he's a winner, he's rich, he's successful at everything. I suppose that he's a ladies' man, that he's a patriot, he's all American, he doesn't take any bullshit. So he stands up for people, he defends children. What else would he say? Yeah, so he doesn't take any nonsense. That's what he'd like to see. And so obviously you tell Trump what he wants to hear. And because Trump is so unwise, he's not got no critical faculty. Anybody else has to keep his or her opinions under review. Am I wrong? And I do perceive some weaknesses in my arguments. I don't have to, when I believe something, I don't have to go to the nth degree. I can only believe it up to a certain point. So Trump is a person who's very unintelligent. Notably, one of his insults is someone's a very low IQ person, like Maxine Waters, to devalue her. Now, Maxine Waters is a Democrat. I would sharply disagree with her on several issues, but I don't know any evidence that she's dim, which she's quite clever, clearly much cleverer than him, that that wouldn't be hard. So Trump really is in no position to assess this. And people of limited intellectual capacity like Trump, they tend to be into splitting. Things are good or evil, or they're true or false, and they can't appreciate ambiguity. His incuriosity is astonishing. He really never reads anything, so he can't read on an adult level. We've heard him a very occasion have to read things aloud. He's very bad at writing when he's putting out these tweets to be read by billions of people, billions. Everyone who makes a typo, he's so slapdash, careless. I make typos too, okay, but I can spell, although he can't. We think this really matters. It's not about me, it's about the United States. Get someone to double check the spelling, the spell check anyway. So he clearly is not smart at all and can't speak any languages at all. Bear in mind, he's married to a Czech and then a Slovenian. You think he might want to want a smattering that? I've never heard him say a single word in a different language. So that is Donald J. Trump, despite being fairly well traveled as well. Despite having grandparents who moved from Germany. So his complete lack of interest in foreign languages and cultures is also revealing. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.